再次感謝主耶穌。
Once again, we give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢係嗰位昨日、今日、明日永不改變嘅神。
He is the God that yesterday, today, and tomorrow never changes.
因為隨住時間，呢個世界好多事情都會變化。
Because through the passage of time, a lot of things in the world has changed.
感謝神，仍然係嗰位不改變嘅神。
Thanks to God, He is the same all the time.
我哋仍然能夠聆聽神自己嘅説話。
We can still listen to God's word.
呢個係神奇異嘅恩典。
This is amazing grace from God.
喺個時候請大家打開聖經，我哋會睇一節嘅經文。
Let us open our Bibles to read one verse.
同大家思想今日营会嘅第三个信息。
Let us reflect on the third message of this camp.
当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
旧约圣经生命记31章第6节读到第8节。
The Old Testament book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 to verse 8.
我哋揾到嘅一齐读，慢慢读下。
Let us read together slowly.
你们当刚强壮胆。不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。摩西召了约书亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说：你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，也要使他们承受那地为业。耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel.Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
弟兄姊妹，刚才所读几节经文，我哋嘅重点摆喺当刚强壮胆。
Brothers and sisters, from the verses that we just read, we can put the focus on be strong and courageous.
呢句说话原本系神对摩西讲嘅。
This statement was made by God to Moses.
但系神嘅仆人能够代代相传。
But through God's servant, this can be passed from generation to generation.
因为佢亲身经历过神嘅信实。
Because he himself experienced the faithfulness of God.
以致摩西能够刚强壮胆。
So that Moses could be strong and courageous.
佢同样能够对约书亚讲。
Similarly, he could say this to Joshua.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
全队人自己亦都经历过神自己嘅恩典嘅应许。
I have also experienced the gracious promise of God.
所以我亦都能够同弟兄姊妹讲。
Therefore, I can proclaim to you, brothers and sisters.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
唔系一个知识。
This is not knowledge.
唔系一个道理。
This is not a theory,
是一个真理,
but this is truth,
更加是一个生命的经历,
and this is an experience of life.
盼望弟兄姊妹经历过后的时候呢,
I hope that after you experienced it,
你同样能够坚固别人,
in the same way you can make this confirmation to others.
有一天当你和其他人宣告的时候,
one day when you proclaim this to others,
你都能够同样跟他说, 你当刚强壮胆。
Similarly, you can tell them, be strong and courageous.
这个是神贵重的器皿应有的表现。
This is the reasonable action of the instruments that are noble for God's purposes.
如果弟兄姊妹细心睇经文嘅第六节嘅时候呢
，If you read verse 6 carefully，
呢节经文最主要分开两个部分。
This verse can be divided into two parts。
第一个部分就系神认识我哋。
The first part is that God knows us。
神明白我哋。
God understands us。
弟兄姊妹，神知道我哋害怕。
Brothers and sisters, God knows that we are afraid。
自从我哋出生嗰日开始，直到如今。
Since the day we were born until now。
同弟兄姊妹讲，无论你喺咩嘅年纪吓
，I can tell you that no matter how old or young you are。
其实我哋一生都经历过好多喺惊惶、害怕、恐惧当中。
All of us have experienced being afraid and terrified。
点解我肯定咁样讲咧
？Why can I say that with certainty？
原因呢个系人性嚟嘅。
Because this is human nature。
如果大家有 睇創世記嘅第三章嘅時候咧
，If you have read Genesis chapter 3，
當亞當夏娃犯咗罪之後嘅時候咧
，After the fall of Adam and Eve，
喺佢生命當中有一種嘅軟弱即時表現出嚟。
In their life there was a weakness that was manifested，
就係佢同神講
，That is they said to God，
我就害怕
，And I was afraid，
我就害怕最早出現喺人類嘅始祖亞當身上。
The phrase and I was afraid first appeared in Adam and Eve，
所以惊惶害怕是人类的本性。
Therefore being afraid and terrified is human nature，
代代相传下去。
From one generation goes to another generation，
当然平常的日子我们不会害怕。
In days of fair weather we don't feel afraid，
但是一些艰难冲击的日子呢，
But in stormy days，
我们人生一定会害怕。
Then we will certainly feel afraid。
当然有些人会反驳。
But some people will not agree。
我天不怕地不怕。
I'm not afraid of anything or anyone。
死都不怕。
I'm not afraid of dying。
有什么好怕的？
Why should I be afraid？
当然讲这些说话的人呢？
Of course, those who make this kind of statement。
如果他不怕这位天地的主、天地的神的时候。
If he is not afraid of this Lord of heaven and earth and God of heaven and earth。
反映了他极度的无知。
It reflects that he is extremely ignorant.
第二表明了一件事情。
Secondly,
其实他一生从来未遇过一些真的可怕的事。
It demonstrates that throughout his life he has not encountered something which is really terrifying.
如果他真的遇过的话呢？
If he has truly experienced it,
他不会这样说。
Then he would not say that.
第三，他有一个非常大的错误。
Thirdly, he has made a very grave mistake.
他说死都不怕，还有什么怕呢？
If he says, if I'm not afraid of dying, what should I be afraid of?
咁我一定要更正呢个观念。
Then I should correct this concept.
死唔系好可怕嘅啫。
It is not so scary to die.
可能一刹那之间发生嘅事情咧。
Perhaps it only happens in a moment.
就喺嗰刹那发生咗，你冇乜嘢惊惧嘅啫。
At that moment, you don't have anything to be afraid of.
人生最大可怕系乜嘢咧？
What is the most scary thing in life?
是我们面对很多艰难痛苦祸患的环境。
It is when we face the times of hardship.
但是死不到啊。
But the person doesn't die.
死不到才是最可怕。
It is more terrifying not dying.
死不到还要面对很多可怕的环境。
He doesn't die but he has to face the terrifying situations.
这个是最可怕的境况。
This is a very terrible situation.
很简单一个例子。
I give you an example.
如果你又悬崖跌咗落去。
If you fall from a cliff,
你冇死到。
And you didn't die,
不你全身骨折。
But you suffer breaking of bones,
手脚折断。
The four limbs are broken,
然后你全身瘫痪。
And then you are paralyzed,
你一生瞓喺医院里面。
And you are bedridden in hospital,
你要靠机器来呼吸。
You need the machine to help you breathe,
你要靠啲仪器来帮助你大小二便。
You need medical equipment to help you to obey the course of nature,
但你死唔到。
But you don't die.
嗱，咁嘅环境就非常非常之可怕。
Then this is a very terrible situation.
但好可惜，世上嘅人绝大部分在神的恩典当中。
But sadly, people in the world, most of them are under the grace of God.
在神的怜悯当中。
They are under the mercy of God.
但他们不知道。
But they don't know.
所以他们会讲出天不怕地不怕。
Therefore, they will say, I'm not scared of anything or anyone.
事实上，人性不是这样的。
As a matter of fact, this is not human nature.
在很多环境当中。
In many situations,
我们会惊惶，我们会害怕。
We will feel afraid and terrified.
包括天父上帝的儿女，
include children of God.
弟兄姊妹，在很多时候，当我们在一些艰难挑战的环境当中，
Brothers and sisters, very often when we are in circumstances which are challenging and causing hardships,
无论你多属灵，
No matter how spiritual you are,
无论你多爱主，
No matter how much you love the Lord,
无论你多有信心，
No matter how faithful you are,
但当这些环境真的要来到的时候呢，
But when these situations come,
我们会跌倒的，
We will falter,
我们会惊惶，会害怕。
We will be afraid and terrified.
所以在整个圣经历史里面记载了呢，
Therefore in the Bible there are a lot of records.
神知道人性的软弱。
God knows the weakness of human beings.
就好像诗篇103篇所说，
Just like what is said in Psalm 103.
神知道我们的本体。
He knows how we are formed.
思念到我们只不过是尘土。
He remembers that we are dust.
因为这样的缘故呢，
Because of this,
在整个圣经的历史记载呢，
In the records of the Bible,
神不住不住用他的说话来安慰 坚固佢所爱嘅人。
Time and time again, God uses His word to comfort and to uphold His people.
所以神常常讲当刚强壮胆。
Therefore, God often says, "Be strong and courageous."
不要惊惶，不要害怕。
Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified.
因为神知道我哋嘅内心世界。
Because God knows our emotional state.
所以神常常用佢说话嚟安慰我哋，坚固我哋。
Therefore, God always uses His words to comfort us and to uphold us.
点解神要咁做呢？
Why does God do that?
因为神嘅说话唔同人嘅说话。
Because God's word is different from man's word.
神嘅说话系灵，系生命。
God's word is spirit, is life.
当神嘅说话临到我哋身上嘅时候呢？
When God's word comes upon us,
带嚟一股生命嘅力量。
It comes with power of life.
因为出于神嘅说话。
Because what comes from God's word,
每一句都带住从神而嚟嘅力量。
Everyone comes with power of God.
所以我哋得到安慰。
Therefore, we feel comforted.
我哋得到坚固。
We are upheld.
我哋都得到力量。
And we can get strength.
所以求主帮助我哋吓。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
让我们常常将我们的信心放在神自己的话语里面。
To help us put our faith on His word.
以致当挑战来了。
So that when challenges come.
艰难来了。
When hardships come.
冲击来了。
When difficulties come.
让圣灵藉着神的说话跟我们讲说话。
Through the Holy Spirit, God uses His word to speak to us.
记起这五个字。
Remember these words.
当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
神贵重的器皿。
The instruments for noble purposes.Of the Lord.
一生必须持守这五个字。
In the whole course of their life, they should uphold these words.
以致不单止我们自己站立得稳。
So that not only do we stand firm,
也都能够帮助别人，坚固别人。
But we can also help others and uphold others.
但是《生命记》31章第六节这句经文。
But the verse in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6,
不单止是神用来安慰我们，坚固我们。
It is not only used by God to comfort us and to uphold us.
它更加表达了一件很重要的事情。
It also expresses something which is very important.
神必然有行动。
God will surely take action.
神不是单单讲说话。
God does not only speak.
信实的神一定在祂应许当中带着行动。
The faithful God will surely take some action in His promise.
为什么我们能够刚强壮胆？
Why can we be strong and courageous?
因为信实的神在我们艰难的环境当中，祂实践祂所应许的行动。
Because the faithful God will fulfill His promise in times of difficulty.
我们在艰难的岁月当中看到神的应许，每一句都成为事实。
Therefore, in our difficult time, we can see every one of God's promises can be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，究竟神赐下咩嘅应许呢？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of promises has God given us?
最主要有三方面。
There are three aspects.
你睇第六节嘅经文好清楚。
It is clearly stated in verse 6.
第一个应许系必与你同去。
The first promise is He goes with you.
第二个应许必不撇下你。
The second promise is He will never leave you.
第三个应许系必不丢弃你。
The third promise, He will never forsake you.
这些不单止是神自己的安慰。
This is not only comfort from God.
更加代表着神必定实践的行动。
But also represents the actions that God will carry out.
等于如果当我们信的时候呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we believe,
我们必然看到神的荣耀。
We can certainly see the glory of God.
这三个应许必定发生在我们人生当中。
These three promises surely are fulfilled in our life.
同大家思想第一个嘅应许。
First of all, let us put our thoughts on the first promise.
就是必与你同去。
He goes with you.
我同大家睇睇一段嘅经文。
Let us read a passage.
约书亚记第三章九节到十一节。
Joshua chapter 3 verses 9 to 11.
我哋揾到嘅，我哋慢慢读下。约书亚对以色列人说：你们近前来，听耶和华你们神的话。约书亚说：看啊，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你面前赶出迦南人、客人、希美人、比利洗人、甲加撒人、阿摩利人、耶布斯人。
Joshua said to the Israelites, Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that He will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you.
弟兄姊妹留意这句神的应许。
Brothers and sisters, please take note of this promise from God.
必与你同去。
He goes with you.
对每一个天父上帝的儿女是何等大的安慰，何等大的激励。
For the children of God, how great is this promise?
换句话，如果你睇到圣经历史的记载呢？
In other words, if you can see the records from the history of the Bible,
无论属神的人在
Whether it's God's people in furnaces of fire,
在獅子坑裡面,
or in lion's dens,
在曠野裡面,
or in the wilderness,
在面對紅海絕路的時候,
or facing a dead end at the Red Sea,
在面對約旦河的時候,
or facing the Jordan River,
在面對可怕敵人的時候,
when they were facing fearsome enemies.
弟兄姊妹，不是我們單獨去面對這些環境和人。
Brothers and sisters, it's not us facing these circumstances and enemies alone, but God is with us. He faces these situations with us. And also in these difficult situations, the one who actually fights is God himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个就给我们非常大的鼓励和安慰。
Brothers and sisters, this gives us very great comfort and encouragement.
事实上在整个圣经的历史记载当中呢,
in the record of the history of the Bible,
我们发觉一个一个的事例发生了。
We find that there are many examples.
神所应许的必定成就。
What God promised will certainly be fulfilled.
所以当属神的人,
therefore, people of God,
无论他在哪种艰难的环境当中,
no matter what kind of difficult situation they are in,
他真的经历到神与他同在。
They can experience the presence of God.
你看但以理,
you can look at Daniel.
你看但以理三个朋友,
the three friends of Daniel.
你看以色列民族,
you can see the nation of Israelite.
你看约书亚,
you can see from Joshua.
你看以利亚,
and look at Elijah.
一路看到新约的使徒时代,
and until the New Testament time, the apostles.
在整个教会历史当中的时代,
and the history of the church.
多少神的仆人曾经一次一次经历神真实的同在。
How many of God's servants time and time again actually experience the presence of God?
不是一些头脑知识。
It's not head knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，是经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is experience.
不单止知道神,
not only knowing God,
乃是经历神,
but experiencing God.
弟兄姊妹，有没有想过,
Brothers and sisters, have you ever considered
为什么神要吩咐以色列人横过约旦河?
Why God commanded the Israelites to go across the Jordan River?
明明是为难他们的。
It was a dilemma for them.
当时是河水最涨的时候。
At that time, the water level of the river was very high.
我曾经一次一次讲过,
I have told you many times,
神吩咐他们3天之内过约旦河。
God commanded them to cross the River Jordan in 3 days.
从人的理性去分析,
from man's logical analysis,
等同神吩咐200万的以色列人集体投河自杀。
It is the same as asking them to commit mass suicide.
神这个吩咐何等的不可理喻。
This command of God seemed unreasonable.
何等的不合情理。
It was unlikely to be fulfilled.
就好像当年神吩咐亚伯拉罕献上以撒一模一样。
Just like when God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac a sacrifice.
但约书亚相信神的话。
But Joshua believed in God's word.
他能够刚强壮胆吩咐以色列人。
He could be strong and courageous and commanded the Israelites.
当以色列人顺服的时候,
when the Israelites obeyed,
当他们踏足在约旦河水的时候,
when they set foot in the water of the River Jordan,
约旦河水在上流停住,
the water stopped from upstream.
圣经出现了一句经文的记载,
there is a verse in the Bible,
就是知道在他们中间有永生神。
And they knew that among them there is the living God.
以前他们可能风闻有神。
Before that they heard about God.
但今次在这个神迹里面亲眼看见神。
But this time through this miracle they saw God with their own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天一群神的儿女都在这样的境况当中。
Brothers and sisters, we being children of God, we are in the same situation.
信了主了。
After our conversion,
你说我们信不信神?
If we ask whether we believe in God or not,
我哋梗系信啦。
Of course we say yes。
我哋信唔信靠神
？Whether we put our trust in God，
我哋梗系信靠啦。
We will say yes。
但好多时候我哋发现一件客观嘅事实。
But very often we realize an objective fact。
我哋同神之间好似好遥远。
We seem to be very distant from God。
所以好多时候我哋嘅信不足。
Therefore our faith is not enough。
信一半就唔信一半。
We only believe half and half。
好多时候我哋信心都会动摇。
Sometimes our faith can be shaken。
就系缺少有一份经历神嘅机会。
Because we lack the experience of experiencing God。
所以弟兄姊妹，当我哋有时喺啲艰难缺乏嘅环境当中咧。
Therefore, sometimes in times of need。
弟兄姊妹，当你系贵重嘅器皿嘅时候咧。
If you are instrument for noble purposes of the Lord。
你唔好惊惶，你唔好害怕。
Do not be afraid, do not be terrified。
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous。
因为神要让你喺呢个经历当中。
Because God wants that through this experience。
叫我哋从此知道喺我哋中间有永生神。
To allow us to know that among us there is the living God。
呢一种经历所带嚟嘅信心。
The faith that is brought about by this experience。
再唔系听翻嚟嘅。
It is not from hearing。
再唔系头脑知识嘅。
It is no longer head knowledge。
再唔系嘴巴讲讲。
It is no longer paying lip service to。
系喺我哋生命当中嘅一部分。
But it's part of our life。
所以盼望弟兄姊妹嗬。
Therefore, I hope that brothers and sisters。
过去你曾经经历住。
In the past, you have experienced the Lord.
现在你更加要经历住。
Now you should experience the Lord more.
将来你会更多嘅经历住。
In the future, you will experience the Lord even more.
因为神要建立一批刚强壮胆嘅贵重器皿。
Because God wants to equip instruments for noble purposes who are strong and courageous.
因为如果当我哋怕嘅时候咧
，It is because if we are afraid,
我哋会好容易落入魔鬼嘅网络当中。
We will easily fall into the snare of the devil Satan.
所以主耶稣提醒我哋不要怕，只要信。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus commands us do not be afraid but believe.
弟兄姊妹，历世历代好多基督圣徒啊
，Brothers and sisters, there are many Christian saints in all generations.
佢哋喺好多艰难嘅环境当中咧
，They are in different difficult situations，
能够仍然持守份基督信仰
，but they could uphold the Christian faith，
能够持守去跟从主
，they could uphold the determination to follow the Lord，
绝对唔系一件偶然嘅事情
，this did not happen by accident，
因为佢曾经经历神
，it is because they have experienced God，
从此喺佢生命当中知道有永生神
，from then on in their life they know that there is the living God，
于是佢能够刚强壮胆
，therefore they can be strong and courageous.
盼望弟兄姊妹紧紧记住神嘅应许。
I hope that brothers and sisters can remember this is God's promise.
无论边个环境
，No matter what situation you are in，
神必与你同在。
God is certainly with you.
神必与你同去。
God goes with you.
神必保护你。
God will certainly protect you.
神必为你争战。
God will fight for you.
求主坚固我哋嘅信心。
May the Lord uphold our faith.
第二个应许系乜嘢咧
？What is the second promise？
系必不撇下你。
He will never leave you.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋喺跟从主路上嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, in our journey of following the Lord,
我哋常常面对一个属灵嘅挑战。
Very often we face a spiritual challenge.
呢个挑战就系孤单。
This challenge is loneliness.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋立意要跟从主嘅
，Brothers and sisters, when we are determined to follow the Lord,
我哋系要行小路进窄门嘅。
We have to walk on the narrow path and go through the
我哋竭力要持守真理。
We make all efforts to uphold the truth。
我哋专一要讨主喜悦嘅。
We only want to please the Lord。
我哋决定分别为圣，唔走世界嘅道路嘅。
We are determined to be set apart as holy and not walk on the road of the world。
我哋会好容易发觉我哋会越嚟越孤单。
We will easily realize that we become more and more lonely。
两个例子大家好容易明白嗬。
I give you two examples which make it easy for you to understand。
一个系先知。
The first one is the prophet Elijah.
他曾经为神大大的作工。
He did great work for the Lord.
但最后他自己一个的见证。
But at the end, this is his testimony.
只剩下我一人。
I am the only one left.
这个是一个客观的事实来。
This is an objective fact.
他灰心失望。
He felt discouraged and disappointed.
去到新约的时代，使徒亦都一样。
And then in the New Testament time, the apostle was the same.
如果大家有机会睇《使徒行传》第十八章嘅时候咧
，If you have read the Acts chapter 18，
使徒保罗同样有一个见证。
The apostle Paul also had this experience。
喺佢最艰难、 最无助的时候
，at the time when it was most difficult for him, when he felt the most helpless.
保罗话：没有人来帮助我。
Paul said, "No one came to my support."
竟都离弃我。
But everyone deserted me.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔希望发生呢种情况。
Brothers and sisters, we hope it doesn't happen.
但好无奈，客观嘅事实佢常常发生。
But this is an objective fact that it always happens.
但系神要提醒我哋。
But God wants to remind us.
神为佢命保留咗七千人不向巴力屈膝。
For the sake of his name, God has reserved 7,000 people who do not bow their knees to Baal.
是神同先知以利亚讲。
This is what God told the prophet Elijah.
主耶稣同样对使徒保罗讲。
Similarly, the Lord said to the apostle Paul,
我在城内有许多的百姓。
In the city, there are many of my people.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹在这句神自己的应许当中去坚固我们。
Therefore, through God's promise, I hope that we can be upheld.
跟从主路上其实不是孤单。
On the way to follow the Lord, actually we are not lonely.
因为神定义在他的子民当中。
Because God has determined that among his people,
同样揀了一批一批他所爱的人。
Similarly, he has chosen thousands upon thousands of people that he loves.
他们成为一生定义跟从主的人。
They become people who are determined to follow the Lord.
可能一时间我们的肉体的眼睛看不到。
Perhaps at one stage, our physical eyes cannot see them.
但在世界不同的角落他们一定存在。
But in different corners of the world, they certainly exist.
因为神为他的名的缘故保留了七千人不向巴力屈膝。
Because for the sake of his name, God has reserved for him 7,000 people who do not bow their knees to Baal.
基督的爱也感动千千万万的基督圣徒一生跟从主。
The love of Christ also compels thousands of Christian saints to follow the Lord all the days of their lives.
顶姐妹最现实一个环境。
Brothers and sisters, something which is very true.
就发生在我们身上。
It happens to us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当我们今天进入这个营会里面。
Brothers and sisters, today when we can come to this camp.
当我们讲这个主题是作主贵重器皿。
When we talk on the topic of being instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
当我们讲回应主的爱的呼召。
When we talk about responding to the calling of love from the Lord.
我们愿意与神立约将自己奉献给主。
That we are willing to enter into a covenant to follow the Lord.
在世界上多少人怎样看我们？
Do you know what other people in the world will see us?
包括多少基督徒在内怎样看我们？
Including how many Christians, how they would regard us.
以为我们傻的。
They think that we are mad.
因为太违反人性。
Because this is contrary to human nature.
竟然为了主耶稣基督的缘故。
For the sake of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不要在家享受我们的生活。
We do not enjoy our life at home.
竟然来到这里在聚集。
We come here together.
我们去亲近主，去敬拜主，去跟从主。
We come to draw near to God, to worship God.
你知不知道背后反映了一个非常重要的事实？
It reflects something very important.
因为神没有撇下我们。
Because God has not forsaken us.
他知道我们害怕孤单。
He knows that we are afraid of being lonely.
他知道我们左顾右盼的时候。
He knows that when we look around us,
看不到很多愿意同心同行跟随主的人的时候。
We can't see many people with the same accord want to follow the Lord.
他知道我们会惊惶，会害怕。
He knows that we will be afraid and terrified.
所以弟兄姊妹，邀请你好好看看你旁边的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I invite you to look at the brothers and sisters around you.
他们不是机械人来的。
They are not robots.
他们不是幻影来的。
They are not phantoms.
乃是神在这个世代当中为他的命保留在这里。
But they are reserved here because of the name of the Lord.
坐在这个营会当中的每一个人。
Everyone that comes to this camp.
都是神在创世以前所拣选的。
They are those chosen by God before the creation of the world.
无论我们今天的属灵光景如何不重要。
No matter what sort of spiritual situation we are in,
重要的是神拣选了我们。
More importantly, God has chosen us.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
也都让我们彼此的看见的时候呢。
And when we can see one another,
我们知道我们不孤单。
We know that we are not lonely.
所以与大家的弟兄姊妹很蒙恩。
Therefore, brothers and sisters of Jairo Fellowship, how blessed you are.
不单只有教会的弟兄姊妹我们在这里聚集。
Not only do we have brothers and sisters from our own church,
更加有其他教会的弟兄姊妹在这里聚集。
But we have brothers and sisters from other church.
我们应该一同感恩。
We give thanks to God.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神没有撇下我们。
God has not forsaken us.
他不单止与我们同在。
Not only is he with us.
更加为我们预备了一班同走 天路同往锡安嘅同路人。
And also he has prepared for us brothers and sisters on the pilgrimage.
最后一个应许咧
，The last promise
系必不丢弃你。
He will never forsake you.
我弟兄姊妹，呢个应许对每一个跟从主、侍奉主嘅人系何等大嘅安慰
！What a great comfort this is for those who follow the Lord and serve the Lord.
同大家睇睇一段嘅经文吓。
Let's read a passage.
新约圣经路加福音22:31-32.
The New Testament book of Luke, verses 31 and 32.
揾到我哋都一齐读出嚟啊
！Let's read together.
主又说：西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好使你们像西麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。
The Lord said.Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
弟兄姊妹，每次当我睇到呢两节经文嘅时候咧
，Every time when I read these two verses,
我更深去感受到主耶稣基督嗰份嘅爱。
I understand more profoundly the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你留意呢两节嘅经文背景系乜嘢
？We consider the background of these two verses.
西门彼得已经俾撒旦得着。
Simon Peter was attained by the devil Satan.
从人嘅角度睇嚟，呢个人冇乜用。
From man's point of view, this person is not of great use.
已经离弃咗主啦。
He has forsaken the Lord.
已经不认主啦。
He has denied the Lord.
喺圣洁公义嘅神面前，仲有咩用
？Before the holy and righteous God, what use has he got?
但系奇妙就奇妙喺呢个地方。
But just because of this, it is so wonderful.
三十二节讲到
，Verse 32 tells us，
主耶稣基督为使徒彼得。祈求
The Lord Jesus Christ prayed for the Apostle Peter.
因为无论彼得点样失败
，Because no matter how much Peter failed，
点样软弱
，How weak he was，
点样离弃主
，How he disowned the Lord，
几多次不认主
，How many times he denied the Lord，
主耶稣仍然冇丢弃佢。
The Lord Jesus did not forsake him.
唔单止冇丢弃佢
，Not only did he not forsake him，
主耶稣更加话要重建佢个信心。
The Lord Jesus Christ also wanted to restore his faith.
弟兄姊妹，事实上，当我哋喺软弱失败嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when we are in the situation of being a failure and weak,
好多时候我哋嘅信心都会失去。
Very often we lose our faith as well.
主系咪仲爱我
？Does the Lord still love me?
主系咪愿意与我同在
？Is the Lord willing to be with me?
主系咪愿意使用我
？Is the Lord willing to use me?
我哋嘅信心会动荡
，Our faith will be shaken.
但系从呢件嘅事例里边俾我哋睇到
，But from this incident,
主冇丢弃西门彼得。
Lord did not forsake Simon Peter.
主同样唔会丢弃我哋。
Similarly, the Lord will not forsake us.
主今日喺天父上帝嘅右边不住嘅为我哋祈求。
Today, the Lord Jesus Christ continues to pray for us on the right hand side of the Heavenly Father.
即使我哋落入魔鬼嘅网络。
Even when we fall into the snare of the devil Satan.
即使我哋离弃主。
Even when we forsake the Lord.
但系主仍然冇丢弃我哋。
But God will never forsake us.
主要藉着呢节嘅经文咧
，through this verse，
要重建我哋嘅信心。
The Lord He wants to restore our faith。
虽然我软弱
，although I'm weak；
虽然我不配
，although I'm unworthy；
但主仍然爱我。
But the Lord still loves me。
主仍然冇丢弃我哋。
The Lord still does not forsake me。
但系更加重要嘅喺边度咧
？But more importantly，
留意经文最后讲乜嘢
？Take note of what is said at the end of the verse。
就系当我哋回头之后
，and after we have turned back，
神仍然要用我哋
，God still wants to use us。
我哋想象唔到嘅恩典
，This is unimaginable grace。
一个失败嘅人
，A person who fails；
一个软弱嘅人
，A weak person；
一个跌倒嘅人
，A person who falters。
回头已经系一份好大嘅恩典
，It is a great grace that he can turn back。
但系神竟然愿意用一个咁嘅人
，But amazingly, God is still willing to use this kind of person
去坚固天父上帝其他嘅儿女
，To strengthen other children of God。
领着会嘅应许实在太宝贵。
So this promise is truly very precious.
从呢个应许我哋睇得到嗬。
From this promise we can see that.
当我哋被神呼召。
When we are called by God.
当我哋与神立约。
When we are willing to enter into a covenant with God.
成为一个贵重器皿之后。
To become an instrument for noble purposes.
即使 在以后的岁月，
even in the years to come，
无论我们几大的跌倒，
no matter how much we fail，
无论我们几多的跌倒，
no matter how many times we fail，
神仍然没有丢弃我们，
God still will not forsake us，
神一直为我们祈求，
God has been praying for us，
神等待我们回转，
God waits for us to turn back，
重建我们的信心，
and to build up our faith，
然后要更大的使用我们，
and then will use us more mightily。
哦，等着，人世间没有这样的道理，
there is no such thing in the world，
唯有在基督耶稣的爱里面我们找到这个真理，
only in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ we can find this truth。
所以弟兄姊妹不要看小自己，
therefore brothers and sisters don't look down on yourselves，
不是因为我们可爱神爱我们，
it's not because we are lovable that so God loves us，
那是因为神爱我们，
it's because God loves us，
祂看我们好像祂眼中的同人一样，
we are the apple of his eye。
所以弟兄姊妹如果将来万一在这个境况之下，
therefore in future in case we fall into this situation，
当我们真的有软弱有失败的时候，
when we have weaknesses and when we fail，
紧紧记住神的应许，
surely remember this promise from God，
必不丢弃你，
he will never forsake you。
弟兄姊妹如果我们这样看生命记31章第6节就很有意思，
if we read Deuteronomy chapter 31verse 6 then it is very meaningful。
神不单止认识了解我们，
God does not only understand and know us，
神明白我们，
he knows us profoundly，
神用祂的话来安慰坚固我们，
he uses his word to encourage and to motivate us。
我们必须将我们的信心摆在神的应许上，
we should put our faith on the promise of God，
我们也相信神的应许必定成就，
and we believe that God's promises will certainly be fulfilled。
神与我们同在，
God is with us，
神必不撇下我们，
God will never forsake us，
我们不孤单，
we are not lonely。
愿这两节的经文，
I hope that these two verses
坚固我们，
will uphold us，
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us。
我们同心祈祷，
then let's pray。
天父我们感谢赞美你，
Heavenly Father we give you thanks and praises。
你不单只是那位昨日今日明日永不改变的神，
you are the God that yesterday, today and tomorrow never changes。
更加重要，
and more importantly，
你是昨日今日明日永远爱我们的神。
You are the God that loves us yesterday, today, tomorrow and forever。
你从来没有嫌弃我们的污秽不洁，
You have not despised us because of our filthiness。
你从来没有嫌弃我们的软弱失败，
You have not despised us because we are weak and we fail。
你应许在我们一生当中与我们同在，
You have promised that you will be with us all the days of our lives。
你容许一些艰难的环境在我们身上发生，
You allow some difficult situations to happen，
因为你要我们经历你，
because you want us to experience you，
由风闻有神变成亲眼见到神，
from hearing about you to seeing you with our own eyes。
神你都为你的名的缘故不让我们有孤单走这条跟从主的道路，
and also for the sake of your name you do not allow us to be lonely on this journey to follow you。
在这个世界不同的地方，
in different corners of the world，
有一群一群的基督圣徒，
there are groups and groups of Christian saints，
正在同样走条十字架的不归路，
they are also walking on the path of the cross which is no return。
天父我们感谢赞美你，
Heavenly Father we give you our thanks and praises。
愿你藉着你的话来坚固我们的信心，
we pray that through your words you can rebuild our faith。
以致我们踏出营会之后，
so that after we leave this camp，
我们能够不再惊惶不再害怕，
we can be not afraid and not terrified，
能够刚强壮胆，
and we can be strong and courageous，
因为神你与我们同在，
because God you are with us，
也必不撇下我们，
you will not leave us，
也必不丢弃我们，
nor will you forsake us。
天父我们感谢赞美你，
Lord we give you our thanks and praises。
同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名，
our thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
Amen。